This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials say American forces launched a drone strike in Kabul on Sunday, targeting a suicide bomber in a vehicle who was aiming to attack the airport as the United States nears the end of its military presence in the city. The strike is now the second carried out by U.S. forces in Afghanistan since an Islamic State suicide bomber struck the airport on Thursday, killing 13 U.S. troops and scores of Afghan civilians trying to flee the country. U.S. President Joe Biden had said Saturday the situation on the ground remained extremely dangerous and that his military chiefs had told him another attack was highly likely within the next 24 to 36 hours. There has been particular concern about the local affiliate of the Islamic State attacking the airport again, this time as American troops depart, in particular the threat from rockets and vehicle-borne explosives. One U.S. official said Sunday's strike was carried out by an unmanned aircraft or drone piloted from outside Afghanistan, and that secondary explosions following the strike showed the target had been carrying, quote, a substantial amount of explosive material. Witnesses reported an explosion near the airport, and television footage showed black smoke rising into the sky. There's no immediate word on casualties. Following Thursday's suicide bombing, the U.S. military launched a drone strike on Friday that it said targeted members of the group east of Kabul. That strike killed two so-called high-profile ISIS-K planners, or ISIS Khorasan, the Islamic State group in Afghanistan, and wounded another, according to the Pentagon. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday honored and mourned the 13 American troops killed in the suicide attack days ago near the Kabul airport as their remains returned to U.S. soil from Afghanistan's capital. Biden and his wife Jill traveled to Dover Air Force Base in the state of Delaware to meet privately with the families of those killed and then attend the dignified transfer of the fallen troops, the military ritual of receiving the remains of those killed in foreign combat. Those killed on Thursday ranged in age from 20 to 31 and include a 20-year-old Marine who had been expecting his first child in 3 weeks. Hurricane Ida rapidly grew in strength early Sunday, becoming a dangerous Category 4 hurricane just hours before it will hit the Louisiana coast as emergency officials in the region grappled with opening shelters for displaced evacuees despite the risk of spreading the coronavirus. As Ida moves through some of the warmest ocean water near the United States and in the world, its top winds grew by 45 miles per hour or 72 kilometers per hour to 150 miles per hour or 230 kilometers per hour in just 5 hours. The system is expected to make landfall early Sunday afternoon local time on the exact date Hurricane Katrina ravaged the New Orleans area and the state of Mississippi and Louisiana 16 years earlier. The Hurricane Center said Ida is forecast to hit at 155 miles per hour, 250 kilometers per hour, just 1 mile per hour shy of it being a Category 5 hurricane, which would be the highest mark on the five-step scale. Ida threatened a region already reeling from a resurgence of COVID-19 infections due to low vaccination rates and the highly contagious Delta variant. Iran and Syria vowed on Sunday to take mighty steps to confront U.S. sanctions imposed on the two regional allies, saying their relations will strengthen under Iran's new leadership. The announcement was made by Iran's new foreign minister as he was received at the airport on a visit to Damascus by his Syrian counterpart. Iran has been one of Syrian's President Bashar Assad's strongest backers, sending thousands of fighters from around the region to help his troops in Syria's 10-year conflict that has killed 500,000 people and displaced half the country's pre-war population of 23 million. With the help of Russia and Iran, Syrian government forces now control much of Syria, but the country has been suffering for years under American and European sanctions. The sanctions have caused severe fuel shortages in Syria, which has been relying mostly on Iranian oil shipments. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.